Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Beis, five lines from the top, brings a machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish, where somebody ate two zesim of chelev behele mechor with one forgetfulness, and then he had a yediyah on the first one. He ate both of them, then it became known to him that he ate a kezayis of chelev. Then he had a second yediyah on the second kezayis of chelev that he ate. Rabbi Yechonon says he has to bring two karbanos, one for each zayis of chelev. However, Reish Lakish holds he's only mechuyev to bring one karban for both zayis of chelev, and they each bring psukim to support their opinions. Now, what's the machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish? What's the yisayda machlekes? They each bring psukim to support their opinions. However, is there a fundamental yisayda in yediyah that they're arguing about? So the stibler suggests a fundamental machlekes in how to understand why a person needs the yediyah before he brings a karban. And with that, he tries to explain a stira on the Rambam that many of the achrayim, the nesakelim on the Rambam, and many others grapple with. But first, the chakira. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Krisos, and it's Gemaras in other places, that the reason why a person has to have a yediyah before he brings a karban is because it says in the pasuk, Oy hoida elav chatasoy, when a person brings a chatos, he has to be bringing it with the yediyah that he did the maisa avera. And it can't be mechaper on a chet that he doesn't have a yediyah that he did the avera. The Gemara over there in Krisos, Daf Chav Gimel, brings the shita of Rabbi Yosi, where there were two pieces of meat. One was vadei chelev, one was vadei shuman. And one person came and ate one piece of meat. The second person came and ate the second piece of meat. So there's definitely somebody here who's mechuyev to bring a chatas. One of these people certainly ate chelev. Rabbi Yosi says, "Ein shnayim evin chatas achas umasnim." They can't bring one chatas to make it tonight. And the Gemara says, "Why? Because chatas needs a yediyah. Because it says oy hoida." Says the stipler, "V'yesh lachkar. Is the gzeres hakasav of oy hoida mean that he's not a mechuyev? He's not mechuyev at all in any type of chatas until he has a yediyah." Or, Yisrael is mechuyev in a chatas. As soon as he does the avera, he's mechuyev to bring a chatas. But he can't be a mechuper, he can't be somebody who has a kapara without a yediyah. And he says, just like a person could only have a kapara l'ritzoynoi, and if he doesn't have ratzoyn, he still has chiyev, but he can't be a mechuper, he can't bring the karbon. Can't have a kapara with this karbon. So too, yediyah is ma'akiv kapara. But it doesn't say that he's not mechuyev at all to bring a chatas. And the stipler wants to say, this is the machlekes Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechonon holds that the yediyah is ma'akev in the chiyuv ha-karbon. And since the yediyah is goyrim the ikra chiyuv, therefore, Rabbi Yechonon holds that when a person has the yediyah after he does a maisa avera, for example, in our case, he ate one zayis of chelev, and then another zayis of chelev, and then he had a yediyah on the first zayis of chelev, so he had a yediyah after he did both maisim. Rabbi Yechonon says he has to bring two karbanis, because the yediyah is goyer mechiyuv. So as soon as he has a yediyah, he has a chiyuv now chal on karban number one. And we say that that is mechalik between the first maisa and the second maisa. And Rabbi Yechonon holds you have to bring two separate karbanis. As soon as they have a yediyah on the second one, you bring a second karban. However, Reish Lakish holds that lo'olam you were chayiv on both karbanis right away. As soon as you did the maisa avera, that was matel on you a chiyuv karbon. So this person is a bar chiyuva of two karbonis. However, he can't bring these karbonis because he's not a bar kapara. Someone who doesn't have the yediyah of his avera cannot be a bar kapara. So Reish Lakish holds that although now he had a yediyah on the second maisa avera that he did, means after he had a yediyah on the first one, was chazav and odoloy al hasheni, that's not a mechalik to mechayev menu karbon, because the chiyuvim were already there before any yediyah. All that was missing was he couldn't have a kapara because there was no yediyah. So now that he has yediyah on the second karbon, on the second avera, he could have a yediyah even on the second avera, but it's not mechayev to bring another karbon. And that's the machlokes Rabbi Yechonon and Reish Lakish. Oy hoida, this that you have to have a yediyah. When you don't have a yediyah, are you missing in the chiyuv karbon or are you missing in the kapara? And the nafkamina is going to be when I have a yediyah on my second maisa before I bring my karbon, is it going to be mechayev me to bring a second karbon? Like Rabbi Yechonon says, yediyah is mechalkos. Or no, since I was already mechayev and all I was missing was the kapara, I could have one karbon for both of my chiyuvim. Now here's where it gets interesting. The Gemara says explicitly that according to Reish Lakish, if the idea on the second Maisa Avera only came after you brought the original carbon, Reish Lakish says specifically there you have to bring a second carbon. And that's actually what he uses Rabbi Yechman's pasuk for. So again, if I already brought a carbon and I had a kapara on the first Achila Zayis Chelev, and then I got a yediyah that I ate a second one, I must bring a second carbon. What's the halacha according to Rabbi Yechanan? So the Kesef Mishnah wants to suggest, in order to answer a stira in the Rambam, that Rabbi Yechanan is going to hold in that situation, I only have to bring one carbon. Because it's a big stira in the words of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechanan, in Perek Vav of Hilchos Shgagas Halacha Tes, he brings this memory of our Gemara, that if a person eats two Zayisei Chelev, and he had a yediyah on the first zayis, and then another yediyah on the second zayis, he has to bring two karbanos. However, if you look in Rashi, and our Gemara, and Ayin Aleph Mad Beis, Rashi says that you have to remember that on Amar Aleph, we had the member of Abaye and Rava, who at the end of the day were maskim to each other, that where a person ate two zayisei chelev behelem echad, then ate a yediyah on one of them, then he ate a third kezayis behalom eshel sheni, in the same forgetting as the second one. The halacha is that if he brings a carbon on the first one, he has a kapara on the first one and the second one. If he brings a kapara on the third one, he has a kapara on the third one and the third and the second one. And if he brings on the middle one, then he has a kapara on all of them. Achopanim, it says clearly that if he brings a kapara on number one, he has a kapara on number two as well. Rashi says that's clearly like Reish Lakish. Rashi also says that depending on where the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish is, there's a possibility that it could be Lekuli Alma. But just to keep it simple, Rashi says that if you learn the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish is Kaidim Hafrasha, before you Mafresh a carbon, then Abaye and Rava have to hold like Reish Lakish. So how could it be that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechanan, and he also paskins this halacha of Rava, that when a person eats these three kezesim with the different halamas, that the first two, which were Taich, one halama, during one halama, he could have a kapara on both. That's directly like Reish Lakish, not like Rabbi Yechanan. So the Kesef Mishnah suggests that the Rambam, where he discusses the memory of Abaye and Rava, and he says that you could bring one carbon for both Zayis Rishon and Sheni, is talking about that the Yediyah on the second Zayis of Chelev only came after he already had a Kapara. Since he already had a Kapara, then we say that the second Zayis could have been Nigrar, is Nigrar, together with the first Zayis. However, the memra of Rabbi Yechanan, which the Rambam paskins in the other halacha, that's talking about that the yediyah came before the kapara. He ate one zayis of chaylev, ate another zayis of chaylev. He had a yediyah on the first zayis before the kapara, possibly even before the hafrasha. He had a yediyah on the second zayis of chaylev. There, Rabbi Yechanan holds that he has to bring two separate karbanos. That's the Kesef Mishnah's answer. However, the Kesef Mishnah himself asks on his teretz that where the second one was in noida, there was no yediyah of the second Achila during the Kapara, that shouldn't be more of a reason why it should be Nigra with the Rishon. Like we mentioned before, the Gemara says explicitly, Fakert. The Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that Yediyos and Afrashas are not Mechalik, but Kapara is a Mechalik. And Rabbi Yechanan was saying that were Yediyos not by Kapara, if you have a Yediyah before Kapara, it is a Mechalik, but if you have a Yediyah after Kapara, then you don't have to bring a second carbon. That's the question that the Kesef Mishnah asks on his own teretz. Says the Stipler that according to what I'm explaining, the Yisrael Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, that the Yisrael Machlekes is, how do we understand why a Yediyah is Ma'akev a carbon? Why do you have to have a Yediyah? The Stipler says that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that the reason why you need a Yediyah is to Mechayev you the Iker carbon. So he says, then we could say there's a difference between having a Yediyah before the Havas carbon and having a Yediyah after the Kaparas carbon. Where a person has the idea before the Havas carbon, that idea is Mechalik. It's Mechayiv to bring a second carbon. Masha ain't Kain, if Peshas the Kapara, he didn't have a idea. So when he brought the carbon, there was no separate Mechayiv. So then we say that both Achilas are Neschaper with the one carbon. But according to Reish Lakish, it's the opposite. Reish Lakish says that there always was two Chiyuvim. And what was holding us back was the fact that he can't be a Mechuper, he can't get a Kapara without a idea. So according to Reish Lakish, if he had a idea before he brought the carbon, then we say that he's able to have a kapara. There's no second mechayiv. He always had that chiyuv to bring both. But he wasn't able to bring both. And now that he had a yediyah on the second one before he brought the first carbon, we can say that that one carbon could be mechaper on both. However, if the kapara on the first one already came before he was able to have a yediyah on the second one, so then we say that there's no way for the first one to cover the second one because he was vaiter, a mechusar kapara, he was a mechukiv kapara. So therefore, then he has to bring a second carbon. Being that this is a bit of a complicated topic, it might be worthwhile taking a look in the Stipler in Simon Lamed Gimel, where he goes through this by Arichos. Have a wonderful day.